I'm Jack Lessenberry. Metropolitan Detroit is the nation's only major urban area with absolutely no mass transit from the airport either to the downtown or to major suburban areas. What may be even worse is that there's also no reliable and timely way for most people to get from their homes to their jobs in less than an hour other than a private automobile. Since more than a quarter of Detroiters have no cars, there's no practical way for most of them to get out of poverty. That's why we were transfixed last year by the so-called walking man, James Robertson, who walked more than 20 miles to and from work every day. This wasn't a stunt. It was the only way he could get there. But few have his work ethic or his stamina. Well, this year we're finally going to have what will likely be the only chance we'll ever get at workable regional mass transit. The 3-year-old Regional Transit Authority of Southeast Michigan, the RTA, unveiled its master plan last week in what was designed to be a coordinated 1-2 punch. First, at Lawrence Technological University in Southfield, and then, before all the movers and shakers 300 miles away, at the Mackinac Conference. Unfortunately, the announcement didn't get as much attention as it deserved. This may have been because a lot of attention was focused on the battle to save Detroit public schools and the fact that Flint is still such a large part of the conversation. That's unfortunate, because the RTA plan is not only brilliant and affordable, but could be a total economic game-changer for this region. I watched last week as a procession of speakers, black and white, Republican and Democrat, business and government, spoke up enthusiastically in favor of this plan. Voters in 4 major counties will be asked in November to agree to levy a new 1.2 mil property tax to pay for the RTA. If you rent, this will cost you nothing. If you own a house worth $200,000, it will cost you about $120 a year. That is, by the way, a little less than I spent to take MetroCar taxis to and from the airport twice last winter. If the RTA is built, within a few years, I won't have to do that anymore. I'll just have to get to a nearby station and board a special bus, which will in some ways be more like a train, and travel in its own special lane. Long before that, all sorts of new conventional bus routes would open up, and bus systems finally made to logically mesh together and with light rail systems. This is a wide-ranging, multi-platform, fully integrated, coordinated transportation plan that's essential if we are to be competitive. The only question is whether the voters will be mature enough to see that. No major political figure opposes the RTA. Even Oakland County Executive L. Burks Patterson, a longtime mass transit foe, has said favorable things. But there are those who would oppose another dime of new taxes to save the planet from exploding, and this knee-jerk mentality is the biggest threat against our future economic progress. This might just be the most important thing on the ballot this year.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.